Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast and radio family. I so look forward to spending this time with you every day, and I'm so grateful for your prayer support and UCM partners, all that you do to keep this ministry going forward. I just bless the Lord and thank the Lord for you. In fact, through all the circumstances and situations we encounter in our day-to-day lives, there's nothing more important not only than being in prayer and communion with the Lord, but also being joyous and being thankful. Those are great keys to walking in victory. For this is the will of God, and you be thankful in everything, and give and rejoice in the Lord always. These are not just nice Christian recommendations, but these are commands of the Lord, because if we do that, we will experience the power of God. But God is so good, even if He's never going to do another single thing for you and I, has He not done so much already? God is compassionate. He provides for our needs. He's true. He's just. He has redeemed us. In fact, I was just glancing at Psalm 111, a beautiful song of praise. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. And listen to this listing, if you will, of the reasons we have to praise God and be thankful for. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant, our faithful God. He has showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of His hands are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He hath sent redemption unto His people. That's you and I, beloved. He hath commanded His covenant forever. That's our new covenant. Holy, holy and reverent is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding, or perhaps another way to translate it, a good success, have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Amen and amen. Well, we've been talking about the holiness and the glory of God. We were looking at Isaiah's response to God's revelation of Himself, and it did require a response on Isaiah's part. And he was willing, having seen the glory of God, even though, of course, he loved God and had been a servant of the Lord and a prophet of the Lord, he surrendered with a new understanding and revelation. And that has been my prayer or my cry in behalf of all of us, that we can have a personal revelation of God in our lives. David said in Psalm 76:4, glorious and excellent are you from the mountains of prey, splendid and majestic, more than the everlasting mountains. Nehemiah also records prayer and praise offered in return to the Lord. The children of Israel, of course, if you remember, had come back to the land from their Babylonian captivity of 70 years. They've been rebuilding the walls. They rediscovered the law, and the law was read to them. That's the book of Ezra. And the Levites stand to lead in worship, and they say, arise, bless the Lord your God forever and ever. O may thy glorious name be blessed and exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou alone art the Lord who hath made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth, all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them, and the heavenly hosts bow down before thee. That's Nehemiah 9, 5, and 6. And when God spoke to Moses, remember when Moses got his calling? He appeared to him in a bush, burning with his glory. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this strange sight. A bush is on fire and it's not being consumed. It was the glory of God. And as Moses drew near, the God who came to reveal himself began to communicate with him. And so, beloved, that's the pattern I've been showing you these last few days in the Word. God's purpose was first to reveal himself to Moses, or to David, or to Paul, or to Nehemiah and Ezra. And then the second phase, if you will, was to give them instructions as to what he would have them to do. There was no command until first there was a revelation. That's so important. I want you to get it. I'm going to repeat it again. There was no command given until first there was a revelation of God in their lives. Do you remember that powerful portrayal in that last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, where John, it says in verse 11, or 10 rather, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard from behind him a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, in other words, he's saying, I'm going to show you something, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. And then he delineates them, Ephesus, Smyrna, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. And it goes on to say, and I, that's John, turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. This was John's revelation of the risen Christ. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Talk about the glory of God. They had a vision of it, Peter and James and John, as they were on the Mount of Transfiguration. They saw his garments transfigured, and he shone as the sun, as Moses and Elijah came and he spoke with them. And it goes on in verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. And then, after this revelation, he gives him a command. He says, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. And that's exactly what the book of Revelation is about, speaking about things that are yet unveiling to our understanding. In fact, Daniel said he didn't understand what he was talking about prophetically regarding the last days. The Lord said, don't worry about it, Daniel. Just seal up the book, and, you know, it's for the last days. So there's a pattern that we have to engage the Lord in. Lord, we want to be used of you as never before. The days ahead of us are going to be extremely challenging. We need not only the ability, the power, the anointing, the authority, which God has given to us. He's not going to give us more authority. We already have it. But what will change is our faith levels, our willingness, and our belief that is in fact for each one of us. He's given to each one of us the ministry of the gospel of reconciliation. So in verse 19, there was that command, write therefore. And as we glorify God, that's what I've been sharing about the glory of God. We glorify God by our response to his personal revelation. Amen. We glorify God by our response to his personal revelation. And as we do that, we will begin to experience victories in our personal life, and the body of Christ and the church will, such as we've never known before. In fact, I just want to bring this broadcast to a close by praying. Father, Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this understanding, Lord, that your great servants of old, those mighty men that were used so greatly by you, Lord, they first had to have a revelation of you, and then they went out in obedience to do whatever it was you gave them to do. You spoke to Moses, and you said, I will be with thee, I'll be with thy mouth. Even though he felt so inadequate and insecure, you assured him, I will go with you, my presence will give you rest. You promised that to all of your servants. When you called Paul into the ministry, you showed him how great things he must suffer for your namesake, but also of your faithfulness and that you would be with him. And so, Father, I pray right now for my listening audience, my radio family, Lord, that to each and every one, you've called us with different callings. You've placed us as you have chosen in the body of Christ. And so, Lord, I'm asking that in the days to come, Lord, that we know there will be always challenges and temptations and trials in this life, but Lord, we are believing you and praising you and thanking you and rejoicing before you for the glorious victories that you have prepared and set aside for us personally and for your corporate church body. We shall see many souls brought into the kingdom in the days ahead. We shall see many miracles, Lord, those who have been oppressed and bound to be delivered by the power of God, those who are sick to be healed. And Lord, in our personal lives, we will fulfill the destiny that you have created each one of us to walk in. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I could go on praying, I think, for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you, beloved. Thanks so much for joining me, for being a part of my radio family. I pray for you every day, and I'm so grateful for your prayers. If it wasn't for your prayers, as well as financial support, we wouldn't have carried on for over 50 years. God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Whatever your prayer needs are, please know that I will sincerely and earnestly pray for you and send back what I know will be a blessing through the mail and ministry of correspondence. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.